The Translational Genomics Research Institute, or TGen, has gotten a more than $6.5 million federal grant, which it'll share with researchers in Utah. Together, they'll be looking for ways to stop breast cancer from spreading to patients' bones. With me to explain is Dr. Sunil Sharma, an oncologist and investigator at TGen. And Dr. Sharma, what is the significance of trying to deal with a breast cancer that's metastasized into the bone as opposed to any of the other places it could spread?
So breast cancer is goes to the bone in about 50% of women, and it is a very difficult site to treat because it's what we call a sanctuary site. In other words, breast cancer tends to hide in the bone, and that's one of the reasons it's difficult to eradicate completely in certain situations. Now, we've made a lot of progress in treatment of breast cancer, which is spread to different organs, but we have made very little progress in terms of treating cancers that are hiding in the bone. That has to do with a couple of different things. One is that the environment in the bone allows the cancer to escape immune regulation, meaning the bone is protected from the actions of our own immune system in order to get rid of the cancer. And number two, it has not very good blood supply, so it's very difficult for normal drugs that are designed to treat breast cancer to get into the bone.
So it sounds like this is really a matter of when you're trying to eradicate breast cancer from a patient, this is maybe one of the few places left where it's really hard to get to and can really sort of stand in the way of that goal.
Exactly. It's one of the two major things that are left. One is the bone, the other one is the brain. In some cases, the cancer can hide out in the brain, but it's quite rare in that situation is much more rare than when the cancer hides in the bone, which can happen in up to 50% of patients who have advanced breast cancer.
Is it that way with other forms of cancer as well, or is this issue unique to breast cancer?
It is common with certain other kinds of cancers, but in some ways, the reason underlying the differences between breast cancer and other cancers are somewhat separate, meaning that, for instance, prostate cancer can go to the bones, but the mechanism by which it sort of becomes or hides in the bone is different biologically than, for instance, how breast cancer does it.
So how do you go about trying to figure out how to get into the bone and sort of erase the sanctuary status for cancer cells in there?
So there are ways that we can develop new kinds of agents that would actually preferentially go to the bone. This is the main reason we got this grant. And our idea was to basically do two things. One is develop new kinds of drugs that actually latch onto the bone preferentially. And then actually develop, so you could almost think of them as doing two different things. One is they will go preferentially and latch onto the bone. And number two, they would be carrying with them the innate ability to modify the immune system in the bone to get rid of breast cancer in the bone. So twofer in this case.
In your mind, what is an appropriate timeline to be thinking about maybe being able to figure out, in theory, how to attack this problem, and then coming up with the treatment to actually do that?
Exactly. No, great question. What is exciting about this is we've proposed that we will bring the first prototype drug into the clinical trial within 4 years.
Dr. Sunil Sharma is an oncologist and an investigator at TGen.